Daily New Uses for Stem Cells. This is Dr. Herbert Albarly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Thought for Today. In the headlines of the Popular Science magazine for July 2008, they talk about rebuilding the troops for wounded soldiers. The military's Institute of Regenerative Medicine offers a dramatic way to heal. Quite fascinating. What they're doing, they have a body shop. Molecules culled from pig bladders might help amputees like this man here, who lost his lower leg in Iran, regain a normal life. And the insert shows AFIRM's stem gun, cell gun for burns. And it's quite amazing what they do. And it is consistent with what we've been telling you about the possibilities of stem cells. These are mechanical devices. These are things that are done physiologically for the chemical and for the physical action that is out on the body, where we teach the mental point of view. But for the moment, here's what they have to say. Skin guns, organ printers, pig dust. Biochemist Alan Russell believes tools like these could one day be standard issue for the battlefield medic. The skin gun would heal burns. The organ printer would replace badly wounded livers, kidneys, and even hearts. And the pig dust, that could help regrow body parts for an estimated 1,000 veterans who come home from Iraq and Afghanistan missing them. It's all part of the vision of a $250 million Armed Forces Institute Regenerative Medicine Consortium of 30 research institutes established in March 2008 by the U.S. Department of Defense. Russell, who directs the University of Pittsburgh McGowan Institute for Regenerative Medicine, will help head and lead the firm's efforts to develop therapies for the regeneration of bones, muscles, tendons, nerves, and blood vessels as a way to heal wounded soldiers faster and more effectively than with conventional treatments. The idea of regrowing limbs sounds kind of Star Trek-y, Russell admits, but he says that it's within the grasp of science. He points to his colleague at McGowan, Stephen Biotech, the pathologist and fellow affirm researcher who shocked the medical world last year when he reported that a powder culled from pig bladders helped heal and helped resprout the severed fingers of two patients in their 60s. Normally, when a patient loses a limb, scar tissue forms over the wound, leaving a permanent stub. The pig powder contains signaling molecules that attract cells and proteins known as growth factors and override the scarring process, telling the cells to grow instead. He settled on pig cells because their molecules are similar to those in the human and are easy to obtain. The pig dust was so effective that with just a light dusting every other day for 2 weeks, the fingertips grew back entirely, fingernails and all. 6 weeks later, he reported that this is what happened. For already scarred over limbs, researchers have developed an enzyme that eats away scar tissue so that they can dust the healthy cells below. With a firm's backing and Baptist hopes to get to figure out a way to stimulate growth of even more complicated muscles found in the arms and the legs. The group won't stop at salamander-like limb regeneration for injuries to organs. Wake Forest University tissue engineer and affirmed researcher Anthony Adela, who nabbed the Popular Science 2006 Best of What's New Grand Award for his artificial bladder, is building an inkjet printer capable of creating an entire organ on demand. The device uses cartridges filled with cells from various types of tissue, along with a mix of growth factors and special nutrients to print organs layer upon layer. The printer has so far managed structures as complex as rudimentary rat heart. Within the next 5 years, Adela aims to build a portable version for the battlefield that will print layers of skin directly onto deep flesh wounds. For surface wounds, such as burns, the consortium is developing a handheld spritzer that sprays a thin layer of immature cells over the wound. The cells, called keratinocytes, are extracted from the patient's skin and stimulate healing in the wound. In a recent clinical test of the gun on 16 burn patients, all showed excellent healing after 1 to 3 weeks of time. The conventional approach of grafting in comparison takes just as long, but requires 3 times as much skin and often results in patchwork scarring. The Pentagon's 5-year investment in these and other regenerative techniques is based on military needs, but the end goal is to help soldiers and civilians alike. Conventional medicine cannot return people to the way they were, Russell says. For amputees, readjusting to the new reality is not acceptable. My, my, what wonderful things are happening in the field of medicine. What wonderful things are happening in the field of the stem cells. We have only recently heard about the stem cells and only recently begun to recognize how the stem cells can be valuable for us. We have learned that we have 10,000 stem cells born in our brain every single day, and that these stem cells await our instructions of what they are to do. Now, what we want to learn to do, and perhaps we should even develop a course in doing this, how to train our stem cells to our benefit. How to train our brain, our mind, our thinking system, so that it'll utilize the stem cells to their highest and best benefit for us. Now, we live in our ideal spirit, mind, and body. These are pure thoughts that help to do that. We direct our attention to our purity. Now, the scientists are saying that it's sort of a Star Trek-y type of thing that they're working on, and it is indeed a Star Trek-y type of thing. A Star Trek-y type of thing means way out, way out, and it is indeed way out. Because the ability to do these things is machine-wise now. We are working on them mechanically. We are developing spaceships, we're developing spritzers, we're developing all sorts of gadgets to do this wonderful thing. And we're taking the cells from pigs, and we're taking the cells from other sources to benefit our body and our mind. But we have within us the billions and billions and trillions of cells waiting, ready to go to work. We don't have to bring something in from the outer. All we want to do is to learn how to channel the cells that we have in our body to their most effective use in our body. Our thoughts have been in the past that we have cells that are not doing the right thing, like cancer cells. They go crazy. One cell didn't get the message. Well, that's true. It's just as simple as that. One cell didn't get the message, and it exacerbated itself into the growth of cancer, which became a deadly thing. Why did that one cell not get the message? Because we're feeding it the thought that it is not getting the message. We're feeding ourselves saying, I don't like me. We're feeding ourselves saying, I am unhappy. We're feeding ourselves saying, I am limited in any way at all. And as we do this, we are indeed limited in every way. To train ourselves to utilize this is not so difficult once we realize that it really is there. And of course, the scientists are showing us that it really is there. And how wonderful that is. Now, am I ready to take advantage of what really is there? Am I willing and able to take advantage of what really is there? The scientists are merely taking the cells from pigs and they're dusting it over the body of a human and bringing about infinite beautiful results. Well, why not take our own cells and dust them mentally over our body? Mentally dust our body and say, I'm whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. My body is the temple of the living spirit. I am fantastic. I'm glorious. I'm wonderful. I'm beautiful. Wow. And as I do this, I'm putting to use the daily new uses for stem cells that are available to me. I have the privilege of living my life in a rather remarkable and a rather exciting and a rather wonderful way if I choose. But my decision has to be mine alone. Do I want to do this or not? The headlines of major magazines are telling us these things every day. Studies in psychology and psychiatry are telling these things to us every day. Studies in philosophy and religion, studies in the mental arts are telling these things to us in every wonderful way. Now, are we willing to take the time that is necessary to do this? But we should just be able to speak our word and say, I'm whole and perfect, and be whole and perfect. That's true. But we have built up a cadre of ideas in our mind which are limiting us. And we want to take that cadre of ideas and dispose of it. We want to have it be of the past and live only in the present. And when we say, I like me, don't think of reasons why you don't like yourself. Because if you think of reasons why you don't like yourself, then you're not really liking yourself. And all of the benefit of saying, I like me, is lost. It's lost to the idea that you think you don't like yourself, and that's why you're saying, I like myself. What a silly thing to do, isn't it? But it's what we do. Are you ready to make this decision, this direction, this goal in your life? Are you really ready to put a new cause in motion and have a new experience that is just outstanding? If you are, then today begin proclaiming, I like me. Simple, 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 I like me. And whenever the I don't like me concept comes up, or I'm limited in any way concept comes up, just go back to I like me. I like me, I like me. Make yourself so at home with the idea of I like me that any other concept has no place in your life, has nowhere to be in your world, and it just does not exist for you. It just does not exist for you. And when you do that, then you will see that everything in your world is good and very good. It's our choice. It's our direction. It's what we want to do with our life. What are you ready to do with your life? Are you ready to say to yourself that, I like me, I like me, I like me? Are you ready to say to yourself, I am the pure white light of love. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I like me, I like me. Are you willing and ready to do that? Well, if you are, your body shows it. If you are, your mind shows it. If you are, your life shows it. If you are, who you are shows it. I'm ready for that adventure. I'm entering into that adventure every moment of my life. And every moment of my life, I live longer, happier, healthier, more wonderful. And life is great. And it keeps on getting greater because I never realized there are so many possibilities and so many wonderful opportunities. Life is fantastic, and I am fantastic. Have a lovely day, and know that daily new uses of stem cells proliferate out of every source. Join it, enjoy it, and it is yours now. Have a wonderful day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.